the three basic human motives are money, love, and hunger. Well, the McGees are still in love. They don't worry about money. But Molly's husband is strictly from hunger all the time. Here he is having a glass of milk 1 hour after lunch.
Don't forget to put the bottle back in the refrigerator, McGee.
No, Rush, I may want another glass. They say milk is good for the teeth.
Well, I don't know why. You don't have to chew it.
Hey, did you ever read this stuff on the side of the bottle?
No, I only read the cap, like a girl looking over her shoulder at a sailor.
Huh?
To see if it's going to be fresh. What does the cap say?
It says you're cordially invited to visit the beautiful sanitary Wistful Vista Dairy. Just 10 minutes from Wistful Vista. Visiting days, Tuesdays and Fridays. Hey, what day is this?
Tuesday. You think we better be polite and go?
What do you mean, polite?
Well, we've been taking milk from them 4 days a week for 8 years.
Yeah.
3 bottles a day. An invitation on every bottle.
Yeah.
4 times 8 times 52 times 3 is 4,992 invitations.
Oh, quick.
You know, it's pretty rude to ignore an invitation that long.
Oh, I don't know. Just because you buy a wool sweater, you don't have to go shake hands with the sheep. But if you want to go, Snooky, let's go.
How do you do? You say you've come to visit the dairy. Why, may I ask?
The invitation, sis, on the milk bottle. We took you up on it.
You took me up on a bottle?
Let me talk to one of the top brass, sis. I'll soon straighten this out.
Nobody is here except the president, Mr. Waterman. If you care to look around for a few minutes, I'll try to find him for you.
Well, thank you, dearie.
Wonderful-looking bunch of cows, isn't it, Molly? Look at that one there. That red one.
That's a Jersey, isn't it?
No. The red ones are Poland China. The black and white ones are Wyandots, and the Holsteins are Black Angus. Uh-huh. The big ones are called heifers, and the little ones are steers. Or cows, as you say in the vernacular.
Heavenly days, dearie. How'd you ever learn so much about cattle?
I used to live in Chicago near the stockyard. You learn a lot about animals there when the wind is right. But that cow over there, that's as fine an example of cowhood as I ever saw.
Yeah?
Look at that intelligent head. That soft brown eye. That straight line of the back. Oh, what an animal. Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir?
What kind of a cow is that in the fourth stall over there?
That is Gertrude, sir. One of our delivery horses. Fly in stall 22.
Fly in stall 22.
Fly in stall 22.
Stand by.
Stand by.
All clear.
All clear.
All clear.
Oh, dear. My goodness, what elaborate precautions. Was there really a flying stall 22 attendant?
No, madam. That was just our afternoon fly drill.
Thanks, Bud. What would happen if a cat ever wandered in here?
That could never happen, sir.
No?
We have an electric eye at all entrances to intercept cats.
Oh, I see.
I give them a mild electric shock, automatically picked up and placed on a chute, and slid down to a street level where they are given 2 sardines and handed over to the Humane Society. Some of them try to get in just to ride down the chute and get the sardines. Now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I must give some of the cows their sun lamp.
My, what a place. I'm certainly glad we came, dearie.
Yeah, me too. If I'd known before what kind of a place it is. Hey.
Oh. My. What's the music for, McGee?
Search me. Hey, Bud, what's the music for? On account of us being guests of the dairy?
No, sir. We always turn the radio on at milking time. It stimulates production. The cows in this section like sentimental music.
Mm-hmm.
In barn 13, they prefer dance music. And in barn 21, we give them news commentators. We call that our H.V. Cousin Barn.
Well, isn't that interesting? What do you give the calves, the quiz kids?
Well, they sure got things worked out around here. I never thought
that... Oh, here they are, Mr. Waterman. I beg your pardon, but I don't believe I got your name.
Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee.
Oh, thank you. Mr. and Mrs. McGee, allow me to present the president of the Wistful Vista Dairy, Mr. Waterman.
Hi, Bud.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Oh, how do you do? Is it true what my secretary tells me,
huh?
That you came all the way out here because of that? That invitation printed on our box?
That's right.
Why, Waterman, old man? What's he so upset about? Didn't you want us to come out?
Oh, my dear boy.
Huh?
You don't know what this means to me. This is the greatest day of my life, I do believe. Yes, I do believe it is.
Why, Mr. Waterman, what's the matter? You have tears in your eyes.
Well, I'm so happy. So very, very happy. Oh, no.
Tears.
Oh, for 22 years we've been putting that invitation on our milk bottles, and no one has ever come out to see us before. Oh, I'm so very happy.
Oh, this is ridiculous.